Breakfast Show. Monday to Friday, 6 to 9. On Smile 90.4 FM.
Sad news, if you missed it yesterday, the passing of an icon in South Africa, Derek Watts. And a person who knows and knew him very well, spending 18 years as a colleague, and more than a colleague, a friend, a family member, is Devi Sankri Govender. Good morning, Devi. Welcome to the show. And what a sad 24 hours it's been. I think for the country, it's been so sad.
Really sad, and even though we knew that Derek wasn't well, his passing is still very sudden.
Absolutely.
And I don't think anybody can ever come to terms with something like this.
Absolutely. I mean, he was always larger than life, and in the most gentle way. I mean, you got to know him away from the camera and know his life. He was always had this presence about him. He would literally light up a room wherever he was.
And what you saw on TV is exactly what Derek was like in person.
Yeah.
There wasn't a difference between the two. You know, that relaxed way he always had of talking, very easygoing. He would make anybody feel comfortable. I remember as a young person joining Carte Blanche all those years ago, and now here I was standing in front of my icon, who happened to be nearly 2 meters tall, and here's Davy at, you know, under 1.5 meters on a good day. And he made me feel comfortable. He didn't make me feel like, you know, nervous.
Yes.
So encouraging. And it was really great to be able to see that, because you don't see that often in our industry.
Absolutely. And he was genuinely warm, you know, and the one thing that was very hard to do, and it is hard to do in your line of work and in your environment, is to portray a loving person. And he really had so much warmth about him. There was genuine care when he looked in your eyes and asked you how you were doing.
Yeah, and he remembered people's names.
Yes.
He was so good with that.
He
remembered details of the last conversation. And Derek would be stopped everywhere.
Yeah.
The airport, at the shopping center, it doesn't matter where, at the pharmacy. But he always had these recollections. Look, he genuinely cared about people.
Yes.
He never liked doing those confrontations.
No.
I'm not sure if you know about that.
Yes.
He never liked doing that. He was very happy when I came along. I don't know what it says that I like doing the confrontations.
But he did. You spot on. You and him,
yeah.
We were talking about this on the show, and the one thing that comes up is that, you know, for number one is that Carte Blanche is a staple in South Africa. That on Sunday evenings, you knew your weekend A was done, and B, it was time now to get serious and kind of reflect and talk about what was topical in South Africa. It still is. But when you got a knock on the door and Devi or Derek was there, or prior to that, Ruda was there, you knew he come a dung.
Yeah, yeah.
Totally. Devi, the one thing that I really enjoy, and I've had brief encounters with him, was his sense of humor, I think, was the one thing that people didn't really get to experience unless you were close to. But he had one of the best, the funniest sense of humors. And after a wine or two with him, I tell you what, he was the life of the party.
No, Derek was the absolute life of a party.
Yeah.
No, I mean, if Derek wasn't coming to the Christmas party, then
no one rocked up.
And what he's so good at doing is also dramatizing, you know, his latest experiences. And I saw him 6 weeks ago, and we had spent a lovely afternoon together. And what we would always do, we fall into that old pattern of dramatizing our latest confronts or our latest experiences.
Oh, wow.
And so we had we had a few good old laughs.
Oh, man. There must be so many stories, so many fond memories. We will remember him as the soft, gentle giant that enforced what people were too scared to do, to make those conversations and make those calls and go investigate things people wanted to see done, but they didn't themselves want to do it. Yourself included in that category of individuals who we look at and say, wow, thank you so much for doing what you do. It's not an easy job to do, but somebody has to tell the story. Somebody has to bring that story to life. And we'll remember Derek as that person that was such a huge influence to a landscape of people that now follow in his footsteps in terms of investigative journalism.
Totally. And it's also reminding South Africans to take back your power. Yes. You don't have to also wait for a journalist to take on your story. There's a lot that you can do on your own. And that entire theme of empowering people, making people smarter, I think Derek and I stand on exactly the same footing with that. That's where we both come from.
Absolutely. Devi, we're sorry for your loss, the country's loss. And we think of how this weekend will change when we hear that music, that opening bed on Sunday. Needless to say that I can expect a lot of reflection this coming Sunday and a legacy that will last for generations to come.
Thanks very much for having me on, guys.
Thanks, Devi. Devi Sankri-Govender, who's on the show with us this morning, reflecting 18 years of an icon in South Africa. I think it would be remiss for us not to put the TVs on 7 o'clock this coming Sunday. And I think it would be appropriate to maybe have a glass of red wine in hand this coming Sunday at 7 and raise it in memory of the late Derek Watts.
I like you. Follow us on Facebook at Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.